hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's a fantastic Friday down here in Florida. Hope everybody is having a blessed day. And, we got a lot of wild stuff going on today. And Dad is going to be on the Hagman Show for a couple hours tonight. And I'll be coming in as a guest from 9 to 9:30. That all starts tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Hagman and Hagman Report. So be sure to check that out if you want to. And, Dad, are you in here with me, or are we still getting you loaded
up? I'm here, buddy. I'm ready to go talking to you right now. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfect. The first article I wanted to talk about, and this is just pretty much starting to go down the realm of insanity. This is obviously, everybody knows about the topic with transgenders and bathrooms and all this stuff for the last couple of years. That's nothing new. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Well, now we're rolling into that whole next level of insanity that we talked about was going to start happening eventually at some point, and now it is. A male, biological male, Adriana Yearwood, is allowed to compete in the 100-yard dash now at Cromwell High School in Connecticut. He's a male, has male genitalia, male hormones, everything about him is a male, except he says he identifies as a female, a 15-year-old female girl, and he needs to be allowed to compete in the 100-yard female dash, and they've capitulated, and they let him do so. And he's a freshman on the track at Cromwell High School in the females one, and he's gone now to win two girls' state championships as a freshman, as a male transgender sprinter. And this just kind of absolutely boggles my mind now. You know, you have a male who produces substantial amount of testosterone, has testicles, full male genitalia, and he says he's a girl now and wants to compete in the 100-yard dash and is winning every single class. Surprise, surprise. They interviewed her father, his or her father, whatever you want to refer to him as, and he goes, in all terms of fairness, I don't think about that as a father. I only think about my daughter's happiness and health. I don't care if she wins or loses, as long as she can compete as a girl where she feels complete. I think anyone who makes a 15-year-old running in Class M in Connecticut into a bigger story than it needs to be, that it's not someone that's transitioned as a senior trying to get a scholarship to college. This is someone who's been working towards this her whole life. This is a bigger story that has nothing to do with the transgender aspect. First off, her dad's a blithering idiot. The fact that he's even allowed her to continue to go down this road. She says now that basically when she's 18, she wants to undergo hormone therapy in a couple years and transition from a male to a female, which we'll see if that actually ever happens. But yeah, Dad, this is the level of insanity we're going now. We're full, mid-adult males, 15-year-old males now, are saying, I'm a woman, I identify as a woman, now I want to compete in women's sports. So this is where we're at now in the United States.
Yeah, I saw that story, and I just thought it's funny you brought it up, because it was one of those things. It kind of got me so hacked off when I read it that I thought, you know, I'm not even going to report on this because this is so stupid. The thing about it is, and Austin's right. I mean, you know, where is this slippery slope going to go down to? I mean, some of the fastest runners I've ever seen in my entire life is when I was in high school. We had a black guy named Paul Green, and I remember he could run a 100-yard dash. I mean, it was unbelievably fast. And you watch some of these NFL guys, and I'm not saying some of the white guys can't run either, but some of these black guys are like insanely fast, and now they're competing against girls. And, here's the thing that bothers me, okay? Let's say he decides to go to the Olympics as a transgender, all right? Whatever, all right? And they decide to put him into the Olympics. The Olympics have specific things as far as with women. If they start doing hormonal replacement therapy and they monitor their testosterone, and if they've been taking steroids, they're disqualified. They can't run. They're basically, their medals are taken away from them. Now, here's the odd part about all of this. Being a 15-year-old biological male, his hormone levels at the Olympics would be way above any testosterone levels that would be admissible for a female. I mean, yeah. The thing that blows my mind is that these people not realize this. I mean, this is why women's sports are so regulated with hormone injections and testosterone to prevent this. I remember back in the 70s, East Germans and the Russians weightlifting team and wrestling team, they were bringing these women out that were so geared up, steroided out, that, I mean, they were like, you know, 4 or 5% body fat, 250 pounds. I mean, they were scary to look at them, and they were supposed to be women. And they had to start doing, DNA testing and hormone testing on them just to prove they were women. So there's a point here you gotta just kinda go, wow, this is the Sabbatean way. This is turning everything upside down. This is to make a mockery of what God created. And this is what they do. By the way, a guy by the name of, I'm not going to mention his name. He basically called in a FBI Coast Guard threat with a hazmat, said there was a dirty bond coming in, gave the name of his ship. And you guys have already heard about this. And I have not reported on anything this guy has said in the last 2 or 3 weeks because he's made a lot of the circuit. He's been on a lot of the major talk shows now in the alternative news. But he's been very discredited now, and now he's under arrest for DUI. If that's the reason he was arrested, who knows? But, you know, you can't call in false dirty bombs, dirty nuclear bombs on ships and give the names of the ships and give them the transponder locator as to where they are and not expect the FBI to show up on your doorstep. I don't even know what to say about this guy, this clown. But when I was listening to him a few weeks ago, he basically was, you know, in a situation where he was just talking real freely. The guy just has all kinds of crazy intel. So either he makes it all up or has a source. But then he starts talking about one of his big heroes was the Mossad. And that was it with me. I'm done. Once he told me that, I heard him say that with his own mouth. Now, some other people have come out and said that he is Mossad. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But if he gets quickly released from what he's done, then he probably is Mossad. So I want to just mention that to you. There were no dirty bombs found. In fact, the article goes like this. Emergency service units responded to the threat of a potential dirty bomb off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina, Wednesday night. Officials with the Coast Guard say federal and state authorities were continuing to investigate a potential threat, which was reported at the Wando terminal Wednesday night. Coast Guard officials say the FBI is investigating a report of a dirty bomb aboard a vessel. A dirty bomb was composed of conventional explosive and radioactive material. According to the emergency officials, no radiation has been found at this time. A report by the Coast Guard states that at 8 p.m., authorities were made aware of a potential threat in a container vessel aboard the Master Memphis. And they've cleared the place now, and the person being detained is being further questioned by authorities about the potential threat to the terminal. You know, guys, you know, it's like calling in bomb scares. You know, I mean, I remember when we were kids, every once in a while, some mentally challenged person would basically call up the school and say, oh, by the way, we've got a bomb and so, and everybody run outside and the bomb squad would come in. And finally got to the point, they start putting these guys in jail because you can't be doing stuff like that. So I don't know, Austin. I don't know if you watched the story. Also, Austin, I want you to go ahead and cover the Scalise guy who got shot. He was also involved in the investigation of Pedogate and actually working with the FBI, apparently, is what I had read, in trying to figure out what was going on with child trafficking, and was heavily involved in getting that legislation passed. He's the one who took the bullet to the hip. What's interesting now, he's in the same hospital that Seth Rich went to, in which Seth Rich died of basic injuries he should have never died of. And now this guy's in the hospital requiring more and more surgery. So I don't know. A lot of this reminds me of what happened to General Patton, Austin. You may not be aware of that story. After World War II, he basically wanted to start back up the Russian war with America and get these Ruskies out of Germany and basically get the communists out of Eastern Europe, and was going to single-handedly start a war. If you watch the movie Patton, you'll see him trying to do that. And he was basically injured and taken to the hospital, where he was killed, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think he died of natural causes or the injuries he had sustained. And a lot of other historians believe the same thing that I believe on that, simply because Patton had too much authority and had too much notoriety, and the media simply couldn't control him. And he had too big of a mouthpiece, too big of a, basically a footprint, to be allowed to run around. This is what happened with Colin Powell. I mentioned that the other day. Colin Powell had a huge footprint because of his notoriety, and they had to make sure he was discredited before the United Nations with the Iranian tubes, with the Iraqi war, to make sure that he would never step in and try to do anything as far as running for any kind of major office. So, guys, when these guys get these big footprints, a lot of times they have to take them down. We saw that with Strauss-Kahn a few years ago, head of the bank over there at the EU, and basically he decided that he was going to just do what he wanted to do over in Europe, and they ended up having a hotel, you know, a maid come in and basically say that he had raped her, and she ends up getting put in jail. And of course, the later that testimony was recanted, and the truth was he was removed from his position of power, and no one's ever heard from the guy again as far as any type of authority that he has. So this is how the big boys play. They don't play this. When you step across a line and you start doing things you shouldn't ought to do, you're going to find yourself in a mess, including calling in false, dirty bomb stories, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, well, go back to Steve Scalise, the guy, one of the majority whip that basically got shot on the baseball field. He's pretty sharp, man. I did some research on him today. I mean, he released a video back May 24th, I think, just, you know, about 3 weeks ago, basically call to action, essentially, on exposing the child sex trafficking, the human trafficking, and the pedophilia rings that are floating around. I watched the video today, and he's completely, to me, my personal opinion, it seems like he's very uncompromised. He's very, very strong on this stance. He was also very strong on pushing the SHARE Act, which included the Hearing Protection Act as well. So he was on board with a lot of really constitutional and biblical aspects. It's no question at all that, I mean, he was definitely a big target there at that baseball field. And I think he was blessed, and he only got injured. He was, in my opinion, I think he was supposed to die there. So if he's really as sharp as he seems he is, I'm hoping and praying that he has at least some private security personnel, or at least some family members, sons, brothers, friends that are doing some rotating shifts there at the hospital to make sure they have an eye on him 24/7. Because exactly what you said, Dad, if he's in there and he was supposed to check out, he really needs to watch his back now, because apparently he's pushing way too hard on the buttons that the globalists do not want pushed on. And when you start passing bills in Congress, and when you start waking up the population of what's going on with the child sex trafficking and the pedophilia and all this weird stuff they're involved in, that a lot of guys are involved in up there, they do not, that is one topic we have all seen that they do not like that topic being brought to light whatsoever. They like to keep that in the dark. That is one of those just really, I mean, it's sick, I mean, for what it is, but just from a globalist standpoint, they don't like it getting out there. So I really pray for Steve. I hope he has a really speedy recovery, and I hope he can get back going. And I mean, I hope he's got some really, really good security on him from now on, and he can keep pushing his agenda with exposing this, you know, child trafficking along with the other bills he wanted to, including the Hearing Protection Act, Dad. So we'll just have to keep an eye out for him and keep praying for him.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, we've discussed this so many times with these children and the pedophilia and the Satanism and the million children who disappear. I mean, think about this, guys. If every state in the United States had an equal population, every state had equal population, that would be 20,000 children disappear every year from each state that just disappear. That's a million kids a year, 20,000 times 50. Now, think about that for a second. And this is in every neighborhood, every county, every city, everywhere people are just disappearing, but the media never talks about it. Very rarely do you get a amber warning or whatever that somebody took off with a kid, and a lot of times that's just because somebody took off with a child through a dispute custody, as far as a dad taking a kid out of state trying to get it away from a mother, or a mother trying to get a child away from a dad, or whatever. The reality is this. A lot of these kids, they're not being found. They never come back. And they're pushed into this child trafficking ring. And we also know that the CIA does this on their lily pad bases all over the world. They traffic organs, they traffic children. And now the big thing is these guys are basically drinking human, not drinking human blood, but they're having these elite are having children's blood basically taken out of them and put into them to get all the hormones and all the things that help these kids to stay young inside of their bodies. And yes, they are doing that. So this is some crazy stuff that goes on. And so Austin's exactly right. We need to pray for this guy and hope that he get out of this mess alive and they don't do a general patent on him. By the way, grocery stocks are crashing everywhere after Amazon buys Whole Foods for $42 a share. Whole Foods stock was halted for news pending, and now we have the answer. Amazon to acquire Whole Foods Market for $42 a share in an all-cash transaction valued at $13.7 billion, including Whole Foods Market's net debt. With 9% of the float short this stock, we can only imagine that the squeeze this 27% premium over last night's close. Amazon and Whole Foods Market today announced they've entered into a definite merger agreement on which Amazon will acquire Whole Foods. Now, Bezos, the weirdo who owns Amazon, well, he doesn't own it anyhow. We know the Sabbateans do. Millions of people love Whole Foods Market because they offer the best natural and organic foods, and they make it fun to eat healthy. So now they want them. Whole Foods Market has been satisfying, delighting, and nourishing customers for nearly four decades, and they're doing an amazing job, and we want that to continue. The partnership represents an opportunity to maximize value for Whole Foods Market shareholders while at the same time extending our mission and bringing the highest quality experience, convenience, and innovation to our customers. So it's going to be an interesting experience watching this happen. And the reason I don't like this is a few years ago, Trader Joe's was merged into Whole Foods. It was a big, big brouhaha. Nobody wanted it to happen in the Whole Foods market except for the guys pushing the deal, simply because they're getting too much control of the market as far as health foods with no competition. Now we've got Amazon, which is a CIA-controlled organization, we all know that, basically taking over Whole Foods, doing whatever they want to do, and they could literally go in and destroy the ability of a lot of people in a lot of areas to get organic food. Because remember, Whole Foods refused to label GMO products. They refused. They said they're going to take 5, 6, 7 years to label this stuff, and they've never ever told us which foods are low labeled. The GMO in that school store, that store is filled with the GMO foods. Plus, what it also is going to do, the mom and pop health food stores that operate on the street corner in a lot of small towns, they're going to go out of business, a lot of them, because here's what's going to happen. A lot of these small shops operated at 15%, 10%, 5% profit. That's it. So if they do $50,000 a month in sales, they may make $3,000 or $4,000 for the owners in profit after their expenses. Well, if Whole Foods comes in and starts sending everything out prime through Amazon, this market revenue is going to fall through the floor. Plus, the thing that I loathe about Amazon is their ridiculous willingness to not honor MAP pricing, which is the minimal retail pricing. And they can come in and start cutting, and putting everybody else out of business. Amazon has a monopoly problem. This is a monopoly, and Trump should have already gone in there with the trust busters like Teddy Roosevelt did. This thing should have already been broken up into chunks. It having the ability to spend $14 billion in cash, an all-cash deal, is $14 billion laying around. I mean, this is insanity, Austin. What do you think?
This is a serious problem. This is going to really escalate quickly with the total control and domination of Amazon. You guys have heard me talk about Amazon and what they've been doing for the last year and a half to 2 years. They're CIA-backed, they're globalist-driven, they're all about controlling and dominating the market with a monopoly, as Dad just said. Remember, they signed a $450 million deal with the CIA back in March to house the CIA's servers. These guys are bad news. Amazon is all about dominating and controlling the market. After this got released today, Kroger, Walmart, Sprouts, Target, all these guys' stocks started plunging. Target was down 6%, which I could care less. Sprouts was down 8%. Kroger's down 12%. Walmart was down another 4%. What their goal is, so they've already been testing the Amazon Prime food in Washington State. They've been doing test runs of little small segments all over the place. The issue you have with Prime Foods is with fresh produce, you have to have some type of base store to operate out of. The Amazon facilities that they normally carry just regular products, whether it's vitamins, t-shirts, anything like that, they don't have the facilities in there to keep fresh produce on stock all the time. What they're planning on doing with this now is operating the Whole Foods and merging it with Amazon, as they're doing, as Dad just said, with almost a $14 billion cash deal, so they can turn around and start operating Amazon Prime groceries out of Whole Foods. They've waited until Whole Foods was big enough. That's why they did not do this merger years ago. They want to make sure that Whole Foods are in enough areas and enough places of the country that they can use their resources and their infrastructure to start moving Prime, Amazon Prime foods all over the country. This is going to completely stop all mom-and-pop's grocery stores after a couple years. Mark my words on it, guys. If this is allowed to escalate, they will completely dominate the market. Look what they've done with online retailing already. They've completely taken it over. Almost everything's based off Amazon now. Almost everybody you talk to has Prime Amazon. They have 80 million Prime subscribers right now. About a fourth of the population has Amazon Prime. That's a serious issue. And what's going to happen is, as well, I mean, they've done this with books. Look what they did with books. Amazon started out as books. Look what they did to Barnes & Noble and all the other stores. Done. Okay, game over. Closed. You don't see Barnes & Noble anywhere anymore. Then they started doing electronics. Look at Best Buy. Look at all these electronics stores. Gone. Out of business. Or if they're not, they're shutting down and they've massively closed up buildings. Completely taking that over. Clothing. Taking that over now. Look at Walmart. Look at all these retail stores. Neiman Marcus. All these places now are starting to shut down buildings, starting to lay off employees. They're taking that over. Now they're taking over the grocery market. Now you see Kroger's. All these places' stocks are already falling to this. Now the grocery business is not only going to bring just more sales. You have to understand the long-term goal with this is a total monopoly, is what Dad just said. People tend to buy groceries weekly or daily. Usually on average it's every three days. So getting them hooked on delivery is going to justify sending trucks out more frequently. Right now, Amazon uses priority mail. They've contracted, and the only time in history Amazon has been able to contract the postal service to run on Sundays, they've done that. Amazon or UPS, they have huge, huge discounts with UPS. My UPS rep that comes in here, I talk to him usually once a month, he says that they operate in a negative with Amazon. They will not lose their contract with Amazon, though, because they do so much volume with them, but they actually lose money. And I kept asking myself, how much you lose? He goes, I can't really give you an exact number. He goes, because I don't have them in front of me. He goes, but I see the spreadsheets every month. And he said, put it this way, Austin. He goes, if you have a bottle of vitamins that cost you $5 and you sell that bottle of vitamins for $4.98, are you losing money? And I said, yeah, I'm losing 2 cents, but I'm still keeping the customer, I guess. And he looks at me and goes, exactly what's going on. We're operating at a loss with Amazon, now with UPS. Well, what's going to happen is Amazon's going to start becoming so busy, they're going to start their own shipping company. It's going to be Amazon Shipping. This is what's going to happen next, guys. General merchandise, books, toys, food, all this stuff now is going to start having Amazon shipping, their own shipping at a certain point. That way they can completely dominate and control the shipping market. That will, again, take more revenue from Priority Mail, UPS, all these guys. Boom, it's going to suck it right back out and give it to Amazon. On top of that now, when people order food, they're going to be more apt to order other things that they may need since they're already putting an order in and they're already getting a package delivered. So Amazon will need more trucks for grocery and will reduce its reliance on overall shipping companies and contribute to the soaring cost. Though traditional grocery stores are not likely to see sales migrate to Amazon right away because it's going to take a little bit, just like the bookstores, local groceries are going to be toast eventually. This is what Amazon has planned in store. I've been looking into it for a while now. Their ultimate goal is a total and complete monopoly of online retail with every aspect of every single thing we purchase to a T. And we see this now with Whole Foods. They've been waiting to do Prime Food countrywide, nationwide. They haven't had the infrastructure to keep the fresh produce in stock all over the country. Now they're taking over Whole Foods. This will be the beginning of putting every single grocery store essentially out of business in the long run, Dad.
This is why Hitler and the German people hated the Sabbatai and Kabbalists, the international banking groups, because they did the same thing in Germany. They took over all of the industry. Guys, you're watching the remake of the Weimar Republic in the United States right now. How in the world did Amazon just drop out $14 billion in cash? I mean, guys, when the thing's controlled by the Rothschild banking boys who can basically print money out of nothing and do what they do and basically manipulate markets and manipulate currency and manipulate gold price and manipulate stock prices, they can pretty much generate any revenue stream they want instantaneously if they don't just go out back and print the money or make it on their computers. This is some crazy stuff. This is exactly what happened, which gave the rise to fascism in Germany, because Hitler got so ticked off that these guys had done this and basically put all these German businesses out of business that he basically came after the bankers. Now remember, when he first went after the bankers, you know, he wasn't going after the entire Jewish people. You got to remember this. You got to stay with the history on this. It wasn't after. He was after the international banking community. And then they basically declared war on Germany in 1933 when he came into power. The international banking committees did. That's the ones who run the planet right now. These are the guys that have raised the Federal Reserve rate has gone up 2 or 3 or 4 times now since Trump's taken office, I think 3 times, and it's not going to stop. These guys are in complete control. What they're trying to do right now is to monetize the debt through hyperinflation, and then they'll have to issue new money, like exactly like they did in Germany with the Weimar Republic. So, guys, we're watching history unfold. We're watching the takeover of the United States. And always remember, the gay Kenyan, right? The gay Kenyan and his tranny wife, he ended up basically signing an executive order allowing the federal government to take over all food distribution and food stores in his presidency. Never forget that. Which means now they're going to be able to facilitate this takeover much more efficiently because now the CIA and Amazon are going to start buying up these local people, these grocers, and eventually what they're going to do is have the ability at that point to absorb everything just like they did in the Weimar Republic. Guys, you're not going to get this news from anybody else except for us. And the reason I know so much about what happened over there is because my mom was there. Remember, my mom was born in 1916 Germany. She used to tell me stories about what these guys did. And this is what they do. Germany was like a test model. They wanted to see what was going to happen. What they didn't see coming was the fact that Hitler, who, by the way, they also financed indirectly, you know, through the Rockefellers and a bunch of other guys who were involved with these guys. You need to do the whole history on this whole thing, by the way. He saw what they were doing, and he decided to go ahead and pull the plug. The warlords of Germany decided to pull the plug on these international bankers and these groups that had financed the Germany's recovery after the Weimar Republic and do his own thing. And that's when he basically got rid of the Federal Reserve Bank that was controlled by the Rothschilds in Germany and started printing debt-free currency, which allowed Germany to have this incredible growth, an incredibly low unemployment rate, you know, all the way after he took power from like 33 to 39, because he went after these guys directly and had enough of them. The problem is he went nuts and he started doing all the crazy things that he did, and we know the end of that story and how horrible it turned out for the German people. But guys, and a lot of people in the world too, and a lot of the countries had to fight this mess. But the sad part about it is we got to ask ourselves a question. When do we draw the line on what these guys are doing? Why are we not having antitrust legislation brought up against Amazon? Trump said this. He said Amazon has a monopoly problem, and they're not getting any better. How in the world is all of this stuff being approved? These giant mergers and acquisitions have to be approved. I mean, how in the world are these things being approved? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you how it's getting approved. Because Trump is in bed with Goldman Sachs. Like it or not, it just is what it is. He's in bed with Goldman Sachs. That's why he has so many Goldman Sachs guys running the Treasury, involved with everything, and now he's got Mnuchin involved with the FDA. We're watching and we're following history right now as the United States slips down the slippery slope of complete and total Rothschild, Sabbatian, Kabbalist tyranny that took over Europe. Now it's coming over here. So guys, hang on. We got to keep praying. We got to keep doing what we need to do. What do you think, son?
No, you're absolutely right. And another thing I just thought of too, you know, the local grocery stores, the infrastructure, the Kroger's, all that, Publix. I don't know about Publix because we're primarily just in the South, but if they have the ability start putting these guys slowly out of business, what they'll do is they'll go in and they'll start offering them to buy out their infrastructure, their building, and that way they'll have another building they can either turn into a Whole Foods or a Amazon Prime food or whatever they want to do in the future. So in my opinion, that's exactly where this is headed with these guys, Dan. As you just said, that's why nothing's being done and nothing's being said about this, because they already know what the end game is. If they can create a giant retail online monopoly to completely dominate the market in every single aspect, that will be perfect, as you just said, with the resource bill that Obama signed years and years ago, how it gives the government the right to take over all aspects of infrastructure, food, transport, every single thing you can possibly think of, including in that bill.
And remember, they can print up money. They can buy UPS. They can buy FedEx. They can buy any of these big organizations they're working with. They can go in and take them over too, and completely be Amazon FedEx, Amazon UPS. These guys are being allowed to completely set up the infrastructure right now while the United States is not at war and while we still have a relatively stable economy, even though the debt load's incredible. They're being allowed to put the infrastructure in place. We're watching it right now for a full government takeover. Because remember, the CIA runs the government. The CIA runs Amazon. The CIA is directly involved with all of this stuff. And I'm going to tell you this again because it's so important for the new listeners. We have new listeners coming in all of the time. We have, in the United States, a situation in which we, the people, were given the rights to vote and to put politicians into office. We've taken our liberties and we put them on the line with our politicians. We didn't realize that the politicians were loaded with pedophilia, alcoholism, prostitution, and they were completely morally, and they were morally compromised is what they were, most of them, over 50%, which allows the agencies like the CIA to control these politicians or the FBI or any other group. And we all know that, you know, that the FBI has been in control of many politicians. J. Edgar Hoover even said this for many, many years. then what we've done is that the congressional people have given this information over to the military. The military has given it over to CIA. The CIA has given it to the sorcerers, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, who use the sorcery to maintain the energy field around the planet. And these guys have in turn given it to Lucifer, and they're trying to tie us directly interdimensionally into him, you know, at the D-Wave computer. That's how this thing's going down. And we're watching it happen. That's why the transhumanism is so big. Because remember, we've talked about this the last few days on the show. You know, this is some weird stuff going on with CERN and all the other things these guys are doing. But guys, they want complete and total control. Because remember, the greed factor is so unbelievable to these guys because of the total power they want. They want to enslave the human race. That's their goal. They did it once before in Genesis chapter 6. They want a slave race on this planet. That's who they want. They're setting it up right now, and we're watching it happen. In fact, Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter left yesterday. We talked about how Savage and basically Gerald Celente and a few other ones were talking about it, how Newt Gingrich was not, and Newt Gingrich and also Pat Buchanan were talking. But Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter are saying the same thing, that America is on the verge of widespread chaos and civil unrest. Here's a really interesting article on here. It's by Michael Schneider, and he goes, things will never be the same in America from this moment forward when 66-year-old James Hodgkinson's attempted to gun down as many Republican members of Congress as possible at a baseball field in Virginia. He permanently shattered the notion that we could go back to the way things used to be in this country. At one time, Republicans and Democrats may have strongly disagreed with what was going on, but now there was a certain civility that was being done. There was respect. But now that's long gone, and if our politicians and the big media outlets continue to fuel the rising hatred in this country, it won't be too long before we are dealing with widespread chaos and civil unrest from coast to coast. I couldn't have said that any better. This is exactly what Obama pushed during his presidency. And next thing we know, Obama will be pregnant. He'll be a woman next. And so this is some crazy stuff, guys. This thing's just absolutely nuts that this is happening, but we're here to tell you about it. So I hope you guys can continue to pray with us. Austin, what's your next story?
Well, yeah, and just to add on that, too, you're exactly right, because, you know, this whole thing, it was, in my opinion, trying to knock out Steve Scalise. A huge aspect of it was, but this, in turn, because of doing this, also had another effect, is it's going to encourage even further a lot of this hatred and violent rhetoric and push it on these people that want to engage in this type of violent behavior and say, hey, well, he did it. He got this guy. He did it. He did this. You guys need to be doing that. We need to go do all this stuff. The media, for the first time in my life, for the last probably, you know, since Obama came in, as you just said, the violent rhetoric and propaganda that the news spewed every single day about everything. Every time there was some type of fight, every time there was a police shooting, every single thing was either a race crime or a Republican crime or some type of crime that everybody needed to go fight about. They wanted to bring up dissension and just stir the pot and make people as angry as physically possible. And they've done a great job at that. Now, as Dad just said, that's exactly what they're doing. You feel it. I mean, it's like a mild civil war is brewing, and how far it escalates, I don't know, but that's why I've said so many times, we got to put aside our differences with a lot of this petty stuff and understand that we're all Americans, we're all Christians as far as us that are saved, and we all need to come together as patriots and support one another and not be so wrapped up on a lot of these really idiotic just things that are going on, and understand there's a way bigger picture to what's going on. Also, too, this is an article from the Daily Mail today. We've talked about it so many times, and it's so blatantly obvious here, guys, that they're obviously funneling money to something else. Their article here says, what went wrong with the F-35? Expert reveals why the jet is one of the greatest boondoggles in history. Says the Pentagon is arguing too much money has been spent on the F-35 program to stop now. Sound like the F-22 Raptor did. Experts say it can't successfully carry out combat and ground target missions still. It's not so stealthy, making it easily tracked and shot down by other weapons. The F-35 was built as a fire jet that could do almost everything the U.S. military desired. It's marketed as a cost-effective, powerful, multi-role fighter airplane, significantly better than anything any potential adversaries could build the next two decades. The F-35 is nearly a decade behind schedule and has failed to meet almost all of its original design requirements. It has become the most expensive defense program in world history at around $1.5 trillion before the fighter is supposed to be phased out. The unit cost per airplane is over $100 million a plane and is roughly twice as what promised early on, yet the U.S. is still throwing huge sums of money at the project. The Pentagon has declared the F-35 too big to fail. Keeping the F-35 program alive is not only a gross waste in itself, its funding could be spent on defense programs that are really useful and needed for national defense, such as anti-drone systems to defend U.S. troops. Also, too, January last year, they did mock combat testing, pitting the F-35 against the F-16. Now, guys, this is the old F-16, one of the fighters it was slated to replace. The F-16 was supposed to basically go away. The F-35 was supposed to take over everything. The F-35 was flown completely clean, which means empty weapons bays, no machine guns, no rockets, no anything that had any drag-inducing effects, and heavy external weapon mounts or fuel tanks were all removed. The F-16 that it competed against was heavier, already as a plane, less capable training version of the mainstay F-16C, and was still encumbered with two 370-gallon external wing-mounted fuel tanks. In spite of its significant advantages, the F-35's test pilot noted, it was still less maneuverable and markedly inferior to the F-16D in a visual range dogfight. One key reason the F-35 doesn't possess the world-beating air-to-air prowess promised, and is likely not even adequate when compared to its current potential adversaries, is that it was designed first and foremost to be a stealthy airplane, yet it still cannot even beat that with the X-band radar frequency range most commonly used for targeting air-to-air combat. So the plane's a debacle. It's a giant debacle. I mean, it's like we had the F-22 was a giant debacle. The F-35 is a giant debacle. We're literally funneling billions of dollars. If the whole project runs through with this thing, it'll be in the trillions of dollars with this plane. Guys, are we supposed to believe this money is really going into this plane? Nope. I was just talking about the other day with CERN and all these other really, really crazy projects that are going on around the world with the space exploration they want to do now with their space-based weapon platforms, and we're supposed to believe that we just need to keep funneling hundreds of billions of dollars into a plane because it's too big to fail. You got to see through what's going on here, guys. This wasn't a mistake. They knew what was going on with this before they started it. The kind of technology we have is out of this world, literally. So for them to be able to not design a new fighter jet is absolutely egregious. It was designed. They're doing this to funnel money into other aspects, Dad. That is the only plausible scenario I can really see out of this.
Austin, our technology, we have anti-gravity technology. My gosh, the Germans developed anti-grav technology back in the 30s. I mean, this is 70, 80-year-old technology. I mean, then we have all the back-engineered stuff they pulled out of Roswell. I mean, this stuff is just antiquated. Like, it was like the space shuttle. The space shuttle is a giant albatross. That's why they finally had to get rid of that thing, because the money it was costing to maintain the illusion of the space shuttle program was so exorbitant that they had to basically shut the whole program down. And now we're quote unquote supposed to be believing the only way we can get into space is with these conventional 1930 rockets. Are you joking me? Does anybody even believe this rhetoric anymore? Oh, that's right. The mainstream TV group that sits around eating their chips every night, loaded with MSG, you know, drinking their diet sodas in basically a brain entrainment mode, they believe all of this stuff. And the sad part about it is they'd rather look at Kardashian's rear end than they try to find out the truth about what's going on. This is so ridiculous that the United States is going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into this black hole with these Sabbatean cabal as far as the debt and all of the stuff that they're telling us, and now with this monopoly they're being allowed to set up, it's going to be basically a fascist dictatorship when the government comes in and decides to take over Amazon, which they already run, and then say, okay, by the way, we're going to go ahead and just do what the Nazis did and take over all of these industries, and oh, by the way, we've already had the executive order in order to do that. Oh, that's right, Obama, the gay pregnant Kenyan. I'm sorry, I was a Freudian slip again, sort of. He basically, because now we got these men trying to get pregnant. I mean, with some crazy stuff that's going on around us, that is just nuts. Oh, by the way, Israel has now banned Heinz ketchup because they said it's been linked to liver, pancreas, and immune system and brain issues. I thought I'd read this one to you. The food industry not only allows it to be sold as tomato seasoning and not ketchup, triggered by a series of tests conducted by an Israeli food company also selling ketchup. The test revealed although Heinz boasts over 60% tomato as an ingredient, there was only 21% tomato. The parent company Diplomat tried to argue that their proportions of tomato concentrate were acceptable according to American and European ketchup standards. At that point, the Israeli health minister got involved and insisted that Heinz must change their labels from ketchup to tomato seasoning if they want to continue selling their popular product in their country. So this is crazy stuff. It's high in sugar. Actually, there's more sugar in this than there's in ice cream. I thought I'd mention that. With the high sugar comes higher health risks. And it's not sugar, by the way. It's high fructose corn syrup, as well as other forms of sugars. It can cause weight gain, type 2 diabetes, extra belly fat, fatty liver. We talk about all that stuff. And so you can also make your own ketchup. There's all kinds of recipes for that online. As for me, though, I don't really use ketchup because it's one of those things that I try to stay away from the nightshade variety of vegetables, because all of these things, the ketchup, the bell peppers, the eggplant, the white potatoes, all of these, I'm very careful in moderation with these things simply because they really have a tendency to inflame your joints. So I try to stay away from them anyhow. I'd rather use mustard or basically mayonnaise or something like that. What do you think about ketchup now being banned in Israel as far as Heinz is?
Doesn't surprise me. I don't use that stuff. I mean, honestly, ketchup's really not a good condiment to use. I mean, if you're getting the organic stuff, you can get organic stuff sweetened like stevia or monk fruit. That's pretty decent. But almost all the Heinz, all the ones on the shelf, I mean, they have so much sugar in them. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, when you're adding this stuff, and most people don't use ketchup, you know, you look on the back of the serving, you're like, oh, it's got, you know, 15, 20 grams of sugar, and that's for like one teaspoon. Most time you see people when they use ketchup, they use 2, 3, 4 tablespoons when they use french fries and stuff like that. So it's really not a good condiment. I like hot sauce, or I like mustard. That's just because I've always used that. They're pretty much non-caloric condiments you can use when you're getting ready, you know, training, losing body fat, and you don't have to worry about trying to count them. That's my preference. But if you're going to use ketchup, use something that's organic without a bunch of garbage in it. Also, too, this is almost a satire now, but I've pulled it up here, and it definitely seems like it's going on. HeatStreet.com has published this, and I've looked into it a couple other places. Social justice activists and also bias response teams are being tasked now with patrolling college campuses and educating satire. Their fellow students yep. about the systemic oppression supposedly being instigated on them by white straight males. I kid you not, the University of California in Los Angeles, the UCLA, has agreed to start paying between 8 to 10 social justice activists to walk around campus and indoctrinate whomever they come across about the perils of whiteness and heteronormality. The UCLA plans to pay these social justice activists quarterly for their services beginning this fall when students come back to the 17-18 school year. Applicants for the program are reportedly required to explain why they're interested in social justice and, more importantly, what gender pronouns they prefer to be called. A description of the program reads, "Most importantly, individuals and the collective will be empowered through liberatory scholarship and practices and strengthening their emotional intelligence to create change within their sphere of influence." It's a situation so absurd it sounds satire, as I said before. There are so many bias response teams popping up all across the country, according to Heat Street. A report conducted by the Foundation of Individual Rights and Education identified some 232 public and private American colleges and universities where the anti-white male narrative is being perpetrated on campus. The FIRE senior program official Adam Steinmark said incidences like this are sending the destructive message to students that free speech is off limits in college. It's encouraging people to whine and scream whenever they hear something they don't like, rather than engage in an intelligent debate or conversation like a normal person would. This is pretty funny, but it's not really funny, Dad.
Well, I have to assume that's satire. Now, I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but what I will say is this. Even if that is satire, a lot of schools will implement certain things like that, and they're going to have snitches everywhere. They're going to turn people in. That's going to happen pretty quickly. The truth of the matter is, we're in a situation in the United States that we're fighting for the very soul of our country. We're fighting for the very soul of white people. I mean, here's the thing. Here's a news flash. Now, everybody just kind of grab this by the horns for a second and think about this, all right? If we never had a white person in the United States, how good would this country be? it'd be pretty awful. We can just run over to some of the areas in Africa and we can see all of that, or we can see the Indians living in tribes over here. And I'm not saying that the blacks couldn't have done a good job or the Indians couldn't have done a good job, but we're the ones that kind of did that. We have a better civilization in Europe and in the United States than anywhere else in the world as far as our Western civilization, as far as what it used to be until all this weird stuff started happening. So guys, it takes all of us to work together. So when blacks start saying we need to get rid of all the white people, or the whites start saying we need to get rid of all the black people, and the Democrats say we need to get rid of everybody that's not a transgender, I mean, when all this stuff starts happening, all it does is dilute us, and it's the Sabbatean way that we talked about yesterday of divide and conquer. These guys want to pull us all into our own little special interest groups so that we can't work together as a unified field. That's why they're doing this. That's what all of this is about. It's about to destroy our country, one person, one individual at a time, and create this giant dystopia state of this weirdness that they wanted us to live in. By the way, the Trump administration is going after medical marijuana, and now I'm starting to wonder if this is going to be a threat to opioid sales, or if they're going to try to basically control it. This is from AFASA. It says, as soon as President Trump announced his attorney general appointee of Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama, there was tension among medical cannabis advocates. Would Trump honor his campaign comments about states' rights regarding medical marijuana, or would his new attorney general be unleashed to increase the war on drugs and using cannabis as his first target? Trump's campaign rhetoric regarding a state's right to allow the use of cannabis may have just been rhetoric. Unfortunately, Trump's attorney general, Sessions, has been quoted as saying heroin is only slightly worse than marijuana. By the way, that's ridiculous. I'm going to repeat that. That's ridiculous. And I've never used marijuana, but I know better than that. It has been quoted as saying that heroin is only slightly worse than marijuana, and good people don't smoke marijuana. I don't buy that either. But what I do believe is this. Marijuana will really, really feminize you quickly because of the estrogen it does and what it does to your system, and you'll lose a lot of your drive. I will say that. But I know good people that smoke marijuana in the past. It's nonsense. And the United States Attorney General, he is the head of the Department of DOJ, which houses the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA. News reports this week revealed that Sessions' letter sent to Congress last month seeking funding to go after medical cannabis operations in states where medical marijuana is legal. Now, this is bad, guys, for these guys. I believe it would be unwise for Congress to restrict the discretion of the department to fund particular prosecutions. This is a quote by him, by the way. Particularly in the midst of a historic drug epidemic and potentially long-term uptick in violent crime, Sessions wrote a letter to the Republican and Democratic House Senate leadership. The department must be in a position to use all laws available to combat the transitional drug organizations and dangerous drug traffickers who threaten America's. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. I mean, guys, this goes right back to the Civil War. This goes right back to the United States government telling the states what to do and to micromanage them. So this is what happened. This is what Abraham Lincoln brought us. He was a giant tyrant. He had some good things that he did, but the vast majority of what he did was awful. Now, the truth is, the federal government was only put into place to bring us together in times of war when our national interest was being threatened and to have some type of overview, but the states were always given individuality and they should have been able to leave anytime they wanted to and not locked into this giant corporation that we've all gotten ourselves into, which of course the federal government showed us in 1861, you can't leave whether you want to or not. So guys, this is nuts. So if a state says, you may think I'm wrong on this, and that's okay because I know a lot of you guys are Christians, and this is how I feel. If you want to live in a state that wants medical marijuana, I could care less what they do if that state votes for it. If you want to live in a state that wants to do transgender bathrooms or whatever, like they're doing that in California, whatever, knock yourself out. But guys, don't make us listen to do and force us under your corporate threat of coming in and killing people to do what you want us to do if the state has voted certain things. I mean, I am diametrically opposed to abortions. I hate abortions. I think they're horrible. I don't think they should have ever been involved with the Supreme Court. This was a state's rights issue. Now, this is how it should have stayed. Now, I think that they should be completely banned. I think they could be completely outlawed, but I also believe the state has the right to decide on what they want to do. And this is why the people need to vote and not sit around the house and watch their TV sets. This is so important that you understand how I feel about this, because we have to realize that the individual states need to maintain liberties and complete distance from the federal government. And when a state comes in and says medical marijuana is okay, and now this guy wants to go in and come in with SWAT teams and the FBI and everybody else start shutting down these places and put these people in jail after the state voted Austin, I think it's completely wrong. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm total states' rights, completely. Yes. I mean, with the federal government coming in and overstepping their boundaries on all this stuff, I mean, what's so funny, it's always like the federal government always wants to pick and choose what they want to do. Some states go completely unconstitutional with their Second Amendment rights and completely impede people's rights to be able to purchase, own, sell firearms left and right all day long. Federal government says, well, oh, that's fine. That's their state rights. They can vote on it. But then they say, oh, well, we say cannabis is a scheduled one compound in the same category as cocaine, methamphetamines, and heroin. Us all-knowing federal government decrees that the state has no business in doing that. Even though the state goes in and says, we're going to violate the Second Amendment with our gun rights, federal government says, that's fine, y'all can do that, you're the state rights. When they come in and say, we're going to legalize cannabis, the federal government comes in and says, no, you can't do that, it's a felony, it's scheduled one. So it's funny the hypocrisy that it shows all the time, where they only do stuff like this on areas that they want to basically control, and that's what a lot of it comes downtown. It comes down to is they want to maintain and keep the pharmaceutical companies running, along with keeping the prison industrial complex as full as physically possible. I've gone in this detail, but that's exactly why they will not allow this. They make examples of a lot of states when they go in and try and defy the all-powerful government with some type of ridiculous drug law like that on a product that, you know, on a plant that grows in your backyard. It's insanity.
Well, also remember, and they said this in the article, if this is going to compete with the CIA's importation of heroin into the United States and affect the black ops budget, the trillion a year that's coming in just from the heroin into the United States from Afghanistan, they don't want that. And you're talking about a lot of money now. Now they're starting to see, they may be starting to see a downtick of opiate users in these states that have legalized marijuana. And they don't want that. They want to keep as many people addicted to opioids as they possibly can to fund this Costa Nostra, this mafia, this unseen hand, so to speak, of the organized crime that does so much of the bidding of the CIA. So guys, this is a big mess, and we have to stand firm with this. And see, it's the same thing, Austin. It goes back to states' rights with weapons. It all ties together. You can't be telling the states what to do. We're like an individual. We were originally set up as 13 individual, pretty much countries, with a centralized government that could work through all of them, but they were all independent countries, and it was very loosely knit until the Civil War. And that's the way it was supposed to have stayed. I mean, we should have had the right to say, you know what, you know, we don't want to be part of this anymore. We're going to step away from this mess. We don't want to be part of your debt. We don't want to be part of any of this nonsense. We want to start, you know, doing our own debt-free currency. We don't want to take your Federal Reserve notes. And we should have been able to step away and got away from this mess. But because of the Civil War, they took that away. They don't want anybody stepping away anymore, because these guys saw too big of a loss of their revenue stream and the ability to tax people into oblivion. So, yeah, so it's a major mess. So what's your next story?
No, you're absolutely right with that. And I mean, and then that's exactly what, in my opinion, not all of it, but a huge aspect of it, of why they don't want this stuff getting repealed with the suppressors and all that. I mean, I told you it's going to be close to $40 million. Granted, that's not that much money for the federal government, but any time that the federal government has to come back in and give money rightfully back to the citizens of this country, money that they illegally stole, in my opinion, unconstitutionally through illegal laws like this, with the tax stamps, with suppressors, they don't want to do that, man. And it starts a precedent, because if you do it once, it can happen again. If it can happen again, it can happen a third time. And this is what we're seeing now, is we're kind of having this slow twist in the paradigm that we're starting to make some progress. We really are. And especially with a lot of these guys in Congress wanting to go against some of this stuff and really start pushing for more constitutional rights again, the globalists do not want to have anything about that whatsoever. They want to completely control and dominate every facet of what we do, as you see right here with what's going on in Amazon, why they're allowing this to go, because they want to push this as fast as they can to get this infrastructure control completely taken over, so these guys have a giant monopoly of the country, and they just, oh, it just happened. We don't know what happened here, man.
Absolutely right. By the way, guys, I want to thank you. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I hope you've enjoyed this week. It's been another really good. These last 2 weeks have been a phenomenal set of shows. I hope you guys have enjoyed them. And thank you for your letters. Gosh, we get so many letters all the time. You know, Bob wrote us, and Sherry wrote us, and Debbie wrote us, and Diane wrote us, and Kevin wrote us, and Brad wrote us, and everybody else writes us. And so it's really exciting to me when this is going on. What's really even more exciting to me is when people know that I'm on the show and they decide to call me during the show, which I thought that was kind of nice. And so thank you guys for getting, you know, for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for directing, you know, for praying for us and helping us and just being here for us. Thank you for all of that. I hope you can tune into Hagman tonight and enjoy that. We're going to have a blast on Hagman tonight. We're going to talk about prayer and healing and why some people aren't healed when they pray. And so we got a lot of stuff we're going to cover on that tonight. That's going to be a really interesting show for you guys. Plus, we'll cover some more nutrition stuff and more world news. Plus, Austin's coming in for a segment too. So, guys, thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. And I just want you to know something, guys. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. So God bless you. Thanks for being there for us, and we're here for you. God bless, Austin. Go ahead, and I'll write up the summary, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
Absolutely. Yes, guys, we appreciate all of it. And check out the website. We just released two new products today. The first one that I'm really excited about, we've been working on this for a while, is the Ultimate Multiple Chewable. A lot of people love the Yummy Bears, but the problem is we could not get that company to use as quality ingredients as we wanted to with some of the stuff with the B12 and also in other higher amounts of stuff. So we finally released our very own Ultimate Multiple Chewable. It's up on the website as today. We got our palette in. It's ready to go. It's essentially the Ultimate Multiple formula in a mixed berry chewable tablet. Really tastes good. It tastes kind of like a sweet tart, if you guys remember those, the unhealthy ones. I don't recommend eating them, but you can definitely check this out. Kids can have it. That's what we designed it for originally. However, a lot of adults have already told us that they like taking them just because they're tired of taking pills. They don't want to take pills. They want to take these. They want to chew on them a couple times throughout the day. Great idea. Use them whenever you want. The children's dosage on it's usually, I think, like 1 to 4 chewables a day, depending on the weight. Adults can take anywhere from 4 to 6. We just showcased that. First time I brought it up, just got it up on the website a couple hours ago. Really, really, really good platform. It's got the mixed tocopherols in it with the vitamin E. Of course, you know, our folate, which is our methyl tetrahydrofolate, the methylcobalamin B12, all the good stuff you guys are used to getting in the Ultimate Multiple. We got in a chewable form now. After everybody's asked us about it, we decided to finally go with it. Also, too, we have the magnesium brain food, which is a new formula, which is actually a magnesium form that is able to go through the blood-brain barrier. Really, really cool product for memory and cognitive health. And so check that out. And, of course, the product of the week, Cortisol Buster, is on sale still, so check it out. 10% off on healthmasters.com. Call us up if you need anything. 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and either hear you guys or all you guys will hear me tonight on the Hagman Show, or we'll talk to you again Monday, and you guys have a blessed, safe weekend.